Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
3-2 from Iglesias. Swing and a bouncer, ticking off of his glove to the second baseman, Allen, and the throw to first got him. Pirates finish 71-91 as the season ends in Atlanta, 4-1 Atlanta.
And the Pirates just made another huge mistake. I think they have already waved the white flag for 2026. Another year of Paul Skenes down the drain. The team's president wants it. The team's owner wants it. But do the players? And I already know the fans don't. The Pirates are bringing back Ben Cherington for year seven. It's Donnie Football with you on 93.7 The Fan until 2. Joe still attending to his family in Buffalo. I believe Bob Pompiani will be back tomorrow. He should have this show covered tomorrow and Thursday before I'm back in here on a football Friday. Our guy Austin Bechtold, the man we call City Limits, is behind the glass taking your calls and answering your texts at 412-928-9370. We're going to get into the Pirates for the most part today. We do have Nick Faribault stopping by for an hour. There is no Mike Tomlin press conference today due to the Steelers on the bye week. We will chat with Nick from 11 until noon. Noah Hiles, who was one of the reporters down inside the Pirates facility yesterday, talking to Travis Williams, Ben Cherington, and Don Kelly. He will join us at noon. We will get a mini recap of Monday Night Football, a pair of games last night, and some things happening in those games that we can discuss. We will listen to some of what Don Kelly said with Colin Dunlap from KDKA AM. He was on his show yesterday afternoon, and some good little clips there from what Don Kelly sees in the Pirates' future. And playoff baseball at in about 3 hours from now, we'll be underway. Austin and I will make some playoff picks, some World Series predictions as we go through another October without Pirates baseball. Off the Top is presented by JP Roofing and Siding. That was a little rundown of what is coming up in the next 4 hours on this show. Don Kelly did fine. I am good with his return. I am happy for him. I am glad that he has been extended by the Pirates. I'm totally cool with that. He didn't have the interim tag from the jump, so I think that was expected by most people. And even though they weren't quite a 500 ball club with him, I don't think he did a particularly bad job. He was 59-65 in his part season role as Pirates manager, and I think it is fair to wonder what does the team look like if Ben Cherington or I'm sorry, if Don Kelly is the man the whole time. Derek Shelton put this team in a 12-26 hole. The season was over. But my big question is about Ben Cherington and the retainment of Ben Cherington. Why? The man has had 6 years to do something. He has failed. I know his boss is Bob Nutting. The guy is tight on his wallet. Spend nutting, win nutting. I hear it all the time. I get it. That the ownership has to put more money into the on-field product. That is absolutely an issue. But anytime Ben Cherington has been in charge with the shopping, he has gotten nothing but spoiled goods. A few pieces have slipped through the cracks. He's made a few decent moves. The pitching does look like it's in pretty good shape. But for the most part, it has been a disaster. They were worse this season than the last two seasons while having Paul Skeens and a very promising young pitching staff. They were 20 games below 500 in a season that we saw the most dominant pitching performance ever in a Pirates uniform. And Austin, I know you put this out there yesterday, the record by season for Ben Cherington, who, yeah, he does have a World Series ring, was mostly carried to that by the Boston Red Sox back in 2013. Every other year he was in Boston. Austin, do you know where he finished, where the Red Sox finished? Every other year?
Right around the bottom there, Donnie.
Last place.
Yep.
They were last place in the American League East every other year outside of 2013. And so far, his time in Pittsburgh has been more of the same. 2020, they were 19-41, that COVID-shortened season. 2021, they were 61-101. The next year, a one-win improvement, 62-100 in 2022. Then we saw a nice jump. We did. We, as Pirates fans, thought maybe these guys are turning the corner a little bit. 2023, they won 76 games. They were soon to be drafting Paul Skeens. They drafted him in the middle of that season. They finished with 76 wins. I think there was a lot of reason for optimism going into 2024. Hey, we have a guy who can be a generational talent. He could be the best pitcher of this next generation, and I think he will be that 2 years in. They finished with the same record in 2024 after what was a promising start to the season. They were a team that was above 500, 100 games into the year. So they flatlined a little bit. And then 2025, a season of utter disappointment. You have Paul Skeens for a full 162. He proceeds to pitch mostly in dominant fashion. Outside of a couple of starts, and I do mean a couple of starts, this guy was absolute nails anytime he was on the mound. His ERA was below 2. He led the league. His ERA plus was like 220. He led the league. The numbers were just overwhelmingly good. They had some good pitchers behind him. They've had some good pitchers come up late in the season. And they finished 5 games worse. They were the worst team by far in the NL Central. They have seen 3 teams in the NL Central make the playoffs this year. The Milwaukee Brewers, the Chicago Cubs, and the Cincinnati Reds. Ben Cherington's overall record in 6 seasons as the Pirates general manager is 365-505. The only thing this guy is good at is finishing in last place. And we hear the team president, who apparently listens to Bucko talk every now and then, try to tell us, don't worry, we are focused on winning and we will win. Full stop, period. Hell, he might be listening right now. But I don't care. I have the microphone in front of my face and he can always change the channel if he wants to. He says they will win, and 2026 is all about making the playoffs, full stop, period. He used that phrase multiple times in his chat with the media, and we will do a little read and react to that in a little bit. Okay, pal, then let's see it. Put those cards on the table, because something tells me you guys will not have a winning hand. You have an ace card. He wears number 30. And mostly junk all around it. The other problem is, all of the other teams in baseball are not going to fold in fear. They will continue to get better. We see teams with similar or smaller markets to Pittsburgh succeed to some degree. Just watch the playoffs today. The Cleveland Guardians, they'll be hosting a game just after 1 p.m. Oh, isn't Cleveland in the playoffs a lot? Yeah, they are. Quite often. The Cincinnati Reds are in. They're facing an uphill battle. They play the LA Dodgers tonight, I think just after 9 p.m. But guess what? Their fans get to watch playoff baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers were so good, they have a bye to the NLDS. A team that plays in Milwaukee has built the best team in baseball. You have seen almost every team around baseball make the playoffs at least once, if not multiple times, since Ben Cherington has taken the role of Pirates general manager. In fact, every team in their own division has made the playoffs twice since GMBC shook hands with Bob Nutting on an official basis. The Brewers, the Cubs, the Reds, the Cardinals, all of them, they have made the playoffs at least twice in the 6 years that Ben Cherington has been the Pirates GM. We aren't even asking for a World Series in this town, guys. We know that's a little bit unrealistic, and it's not really fair to ask for that. And even though small market teams have made the playoffs and have made little runs, we haven't seen a truly small market team raise the trophy in quite a little bit. That's not what we are asking for. All we want to see is a real team play real baseball in the final month. We want to see a team play baseball games that mean something in October. That is all we are asking for. Even if that's just a couple of games, give us something. Give us a taste of that. Some people out there listening or watching us on our YouTube stream or streaming us on the Odyssey app, they are lucky enough to have witnessed one, two, maybe even all three of the World Series titles since 1960. Some of us aren't. I'm not. Austin isn't. Fans that are under the age of 35 have no recollection of even big playoff games. They would have been a couple of years old in 1992. Fans that are under 50 barely have a recollection of the last playoff or the last World Series win. The best we got is a Russell Martin home run off Johnny Cueto in a wild card game. That is what we have to hold on to. And I'd love to hear from people on this at 412-928-9370. Let's go. 412-928-9370. You can also hit us on the fan text line. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We already have a couple of lined up. You can join the queue as well. Shriver will kick us off. What's going on, Shriver?
Hey, good morning, Donnie. I was curious yesterday. I looked up how much Nutting bought the Pirates for. It says online it was $92 million, and they're worth approximately $1.4 or $1.3 billion. Why? I don't understand. Like this, to me, it seems like Nutting has the perfect window with all of our sports teams struggling. The Penguins are looking bad the next few years. They've been bad. The Steelers, 10 years without the playoffs, without a playoff win. I mean, college sports are not looking great. He has a window right now to say, let me spend $50-60 million. If he came out next week and said, we're signing Paul Skeens to this record contract, and then he was putting money into the team, I feel like he has a window to gain a huge fan base while all the other teams are struggling, and has a huge window to put actual winners on the field, and then he makes the playoffs. The seats are filled every Friday night. You don't need to do these stupid bobbleheads or fireworks nights. Everyone would want to go to see because they'd constantly be winning if he would just put some money into the team. I know everyone's saying that, but I'm suggesting with all the money he's made on the team over the years, why hasn't he used it to his own product? I don't get it at all.
Shriver, you're dead on, man, and I don't mean to cut you off there at the end. And a lot of people feel that way, and a lot of people should feel that way. It seems so simple, doesn't it? And you would have thought, given what Bob Nutting witnessed in 2013 through 2015, hey, we have people coming into this ballpark a lot, and we're not doing some silly drone show. We're not doing a t-shirt promotion. It's not dollar hot dog night. We don't have fireworks and a band after the game. We have people coming into this stadium just to watch this team play because they are putting out a good product. That's how things go around the league. You would have thought that would have stuck with him, what he saw through that three-year stretch. They tore it down in 2016. They haven't really been close since. And what you said at the beginning of that call is right on as well. It's not as if the other teams in this city are so far away from them success-wise in the last 10 years that they just can't reach it. The Steelers haven't won a playoff game in almost a decade. Don't look now, but the same can almost be said for the Penguins. I know that they did have the back-to-back cups in 16 and 17, so they bought a little bit more goodwill. But speaking of goodwill, Bob Nutting could get so much of that if he said, you know what, this city needs a team that can win. I have a pitcher that can carry us there. If we just get a little bit more, he can get us over the hump.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We have a pitching staff that can absolutely compete in October. And they won't do it. I mean, it makes you wonder if they care. It really does. It's almost unfathomable to think that an owner would not care about his team, but it almost makes you wonder. Things that seem like they could do so easily, they refuse to do it. 412-928-9370. Rob in West Mifflin. What's going on, Rob?
What's up, Donnie? How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. What do you got for me?
Man, you hit it dead on just what you just said. That owner doesn't care, man. He don't care, Donnie. And then you got, what's his name, Williams, and talking about Charrington, and he couldn't even answer those guys yesterday. Like, how do you, just no excuse. You keep saying, oh, we got to get better, we're going to get better. Everybody's goal is to make the playoff. We don't want to hear you keep saying that. But then you regress this year. You're 5 games worse with the best pitcher in baseball. There's no excuse for that. There's no excuse, Donnie. There's none, man. And I always say it, man, when you get those quarterbacks in the NFL, when you see they got it, you know, like C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels, you go all in because the window's short. But that's another window. The window's getting smaller and smaller every year that we don't put no money on the offensive side, man. I'm just tired of it. I'm fed up with it because we have everything for October baseball. We have the fans. We have the stadium. We have the weather. I just don't understand it, man. I really don't. And then, you know, you say you care. They don't care, Donnie. They really don't care, in my opinion, man.
Rob, I love the call. And you struck another chord there because I think that the Pirates have conceded another year by bringing back Ben Charrington for 2026. And one of the words that Rob used, I think, is a common feeling among Pirates fans. The fan base is tired and worn out. And some have already stepped away from the Pirates. You have your diehards, you always will, who never, ever leave because they feel like it's not Pittsburgh enough. I will never leave my black and gold until I'm dead and cold. And listen, everybody has their right to that. The Pirates better thank their lucky stars that they have those people, or else they would have nobody. And I want nothing more than to be wrong, but I just don't think I am here. It feels like the way that they have treated this team in the last decade, and now even more so since they have Paul Skeens and we know just how good this guy is, it is really irking people like it never has before. I have seen people say that the last 10 years of Pirates baseball has felt way more draining than the 20-year drought we went through from 92 to 2013. And I wasn't fully entrenched for the start of that, but my childhood, all I saw was nothing but losing baseball all the way through until I was 18 years old. And now, since that playoff game in 2015, when they were shut down by Jake Arrieta, we are coming up on 10 years of that game, and we have yet to see another good Pirates team take the field. 412-928-9370. Let's go to the E-Block here in Bethel Park. What's going on, E-Block?
Hey, what's going on, Donnie?
Nothing much.
I think it's Elias Sports Bureau. Yesterday, it popped up, and I found this online. Over the last couple years, they released every team that's made the playoffs, and the last time they did it, there's only one team that's has a longer playoff drought in Major League Baseball, and that's the Angels, 11 years. The Pirates are 10. Every other Major League Baseball team has been to the playoffs at least once, 5 years or less. And I guarantee the Angels will be in the playoffs before the Pirates. You're going to go through another 10 years before they make the playoffs again with this owner. Now, I'm 59 years old in November, and I remember 71. I remember 79. I remember Manny Sanguin ripping the double down the right field line to send a game back to Baltimore and tie the series up. I remember all that. But I'm telling you, if they don't start changing, the thing about it is you have the best ballpark, like people said. You have a big fan base because baseball was number one in Pittsburgh way before the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball carried Pittsburgh for years. They've been around since 1887. So the problem is they've only won 100 games once in their whole time the team's been around. They've had one 100 game win season. And with this owner, you'll never reach the milestones that this team should make ever. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, man, it sucks. I mean, and I'm envious of you and everybody in your generation, like basically my dad's generation, that they have gotten to see the Pirates win the World Series. Because I really don't think I'm ever going to get to see it. All I want to see is a friggin' playoff series win. If they don't win the World Series, that's whatever. I just want to see them win an actual series. They have a one-game wild card win in 2013, and that is all I have to really look back on and enjoy as a Pirates fan. That's pathetic. I have seen the Steelers win multiple Super Bowls. I have seen the Penguins win multiple Stanley Cups. We have not seen the Pirates do anything more than win a one-game wild card. You can join these people on the fan hotline, 412-928-9370. The fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Also, what are they going to do in the offseason? So, okay, you can trade Mitch Keller. I think that is their big trade chip. Get a comparable bat. The Spencer Horwitz trade has worked. And Luis Ortiz is going to be banned from baseball. So that is Ben Cherington's crown jewel as of right now. So that's one way to bring another bat in. Okay, what are they going to do otherwise in free agency? There's a couple of names you could throw around. I don't think they would sign any of them. There was a name that Noah Hyles suggested going into 2025. Tyler O'Neill, he had a bad year. Maybe they can get him on the cheap. He only played 54 games. If Andrew McCutchen doesn't come back to DH, hey, call Marcell Ozuna. There's another 20-plus home runs. That guy is basically an automatic 20-plus home run hitter. Yoan Moncada, he's injury-riddled. He's over 30. He hasn't played a full season since 2021. He might as well be a Pirate already. But how many positions on this team should really be set for 2026? Horwitz at first base. Gonzalez at second base. I think the left side of the infield should be open until Connor Griffin comes up. Do you stick with O'Neill Cruz in center field? I guess. I don't want to change the guy's position again. Brian Reynolds in right field. They have a ton of question marks. I think Rafael Flores will be the opening day catcher, and only because Henry Davis, I think the guys used this term yesterday, Henry Davis is basically Paul Skeens' caddy. That's the only reason he'll be on the team. Man, what a tale of two first overall picks there. One has a chance to be quite possibly the best pitcher of this next generation of baseball, and the other guy can't hit 160. 412-928-9370. Andrew wants to talk about Connor Griffin. What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, I just wanted to throw out one name real quick. The Pirates are linked to them in 2023. I think they should do everything in their power to get Brett Rooker. He hits a lot of home runs.
Yeah, he does. I mean, I would love that.
The other thing I wanted to say is, I have a question for you. If you were Don Kelly, would you have Griffin start in your opening day roster?
I think, and thanks for the call, Andrew. I wonder, and I know Colin talked to him yesterday. They did not get into Connor Griffin. We will get to some of his answers later on. I wonder if you gave Don Kelly truth serum, he would probably say, yeah, I want Connor Griffin to be my opening day shortstop. The problem is, will they allow that to happen? I was hoping that he would finish his season in AAA, like for the last few weeks, and then they would see what he could do in spring training. And I know that's not always the end-all, be-all. We have seen guys have great spring training sessions and then come up here and be terrible. I think Kevin Newman hit like 700 one year in Bradenton. But Griffin looks like the real deal, man. I mean, he played A-ball, high A-ball, double A-ball this year, and the guy just got better and better. His numbers at double A were better than they were at the other two levels. Now, he played fewer games, but he slashed .337, .418, .542, .960. The guy had an OPS of .960 in 21 double A games. Between the three teams this year, he had an OPS of .942. He had 21 home runs and 94 runs batted in. Oh, by the way, he had 65 stolen bases in 122 games. It looks like they got something here. It really does. He's about the only position player among their top prospects that I am excited about. Tamar Johnson continues to go lower and lower down the list. Another pedestrian season for him in 2025. He hit a little bit better than he had in years past. He definitely hit better than he had in 2024. He did hit .272 this season, but still, you know, just like an average year. You want to see better out of that from a guy that's a top prospect. Griffin looks like he could be a really good Major League player. They should try to get that guy up here as quickly as possible. I know they get worried about rushing players up to this level, but I think Griffin is, you know, he has a shot. He won't be like the Skeens of their position players, but they need to do something like this eventually where they call a guy up and he's only like 20 years old. And they need to build the team around this guy and Paul Skeens. If you told me by next May or June, Connor Griffin is this team's everyday shortstop, let's roll. I'm good with that. That fills a void. But what do they do until then? Probably just Jared Triolo. They throw around a couple of other bodies. But otherwise, man, there's just not much down there to be excited about that's not Connor Griffin. 412-928-9370. Get you in on the conversation. Let's go to Dan in Upper St. Clair. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Donnie. I just want to know what Bob Nutting's incentive to make the playoffs is, because when they did make the playoffs, he showed us that he was not happy with his return on investment by immediately, like, cutting payroll. And, I mean, the payroll is lower now than it was then, which doesn't make sense to me with how much more expensive everything nowadays. He's basically cutting position players, throughout the years. So I'm just confused of, like, why we think like you said, he doesn't care. I'm convinced of it because he doesn't try.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why that people look at what they do and say, this dude does not care if they're bad. Because regardless of if anybody goes through those gates at all, he's making money. That's where it's not even about, like, you know, the certain group of people who say, well, the fans are the problem. You know, they just keep going to games. Not really. I promise you that Bob Nutting will make money regardless of how many people go through those turnstiles. Because with the revenue sharing and how the finances break down in Major League Baseball, he will make money. So, no, I'm not going to blame people for going and enjoying a baseball game. Yeah, does he get way more people than he should for some of these silly promotions? Absolutely. And then they walk right out of the stadium after. But that is, you know, baseball is part of the issue here because he's making money. There could be nobody in the stands and he's making money. And what they have done for the last, almost, you know, last decade now, tells us we don't really care. The players basically have to be way better than expectation and carry themselves to the playoffs. And Don Kelly has to be somebody that carries the team to the playoffs because I don't think they're getting much help from the front office.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. Donnie Football in for Pomp and Joe. Austin Bechtold is behind the glass. Nick Faribault will join us in a little bit. We have Noah Hiles joining us around noon to keep this Pirates talk going because that's the hot topic right now. The Pirates have decided to bring back Ben Cherington for 2026. I think it's a mistake. I think it is another waving of the flag for the Buccos. It will be another wasted year for Paul Skenes. And, oh, by the way, there's a lockout looming. If that happens, Could next year be the last year that we see Paul Skeens in a Pirates uniform? It could happen in a flash. There is a finite amount of time that they have this guy. You either get busy living or you get busy dying, and they better really start building that playoff team like they are telling us they are doing. Full stop, period. 412-928-9370. Bookie is in Cranberry. What's up, Bookie?
Hey, Donnie, thanks for taking my call, man. Hey, listen, I'm one of those guys that did see the Bucks when they were good, 71, 79, 90s, et cetera. So, and you're right, it was awesome. But I think the point I wanted to make was listening to Charrington and his word salad, which gets old really fast. You know, he's used the term unproven hitters. Well, my point is he has proven hitters. They're just awful.
They're just awful. That's a good line. I mean, do they have proven hitters? Two of their best players were combined age of like 75. Andrew McCutchen and Tommy Pham. And they'll probably just throw us another bone and say, oh, you know, the fans, they love McCutchen. We'll use this as, you know, one last go around. And I mean, and I think to Kutch's credit, he can still play to a decent degree. Still a professional hitter. I would be fine if they brought the guy back. But he continues to be their best player, one of their best players. And that's a problem. 412-928-9370. Jim is in Mount Lebanon. What's up, Jim?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think the biggest issue here is the economics of baseball. And just hear me out on this. And I'm not taking any culpability away from, you know, Sherrington and those guys. But in reality, you know, they're incentivizing him to lose, right? Like how these teams make money is through TV contracts and the revenue sharing. And since we're a small market, we're not getting TV contracts. So he has a finite amount of money that he's getting every year. Anything he spends, he's losing at that point. It doesn't matter if we win the World Series, he's going to lose money if he's spending $50, $75 million more a year on payroll. So there's no incentive for him to spend any money to put a winner out there. That's why we don't develop players. It's why we haven't had a Latino player come through the pipeline in forever. Because he spends no money, because he loses money if he spends money. And Major League Baseball loves this because if I'm another team, I love playing the Pirates. It's guaranteed wins. It's no different than like Penn State bringing in Villanova every year and paying them money to lose, right? So until that changes, we're stuck with this same scenario over and over and over again, hoping we can somehow catch lightning in a bottle on a $75 million payroll because he's not going to spend money because this is how he makes money. So he's not going to risk, you know, look at the Mets. They spent, what, $300 and some million, and they didn't make the playoffs. So you're not guaranteed anything. So he's not going to expose himself to lose money to get a couple extra seats, you know, and not be able to make up for it in the long run. So until Major League Baseball makes some changes and actually forces these guys to spend money, nothing's ever going to change.
Yeah, I mean, Jim, I appreciate the call. The financials of baseball, the way that Major League Baseball is, that is absolutely a part of the problem. But we are seeing other teams in similar situations have success. It's not just, oh, woe is me. I'm the small market Pittsburgh. I can't possibly put together a good baseball team. The economics of baseball hurt. Sure, it doesn't help any matters, but when you see teams, Cleveland, consistently good, competitive in the playoffs. Cincinnati in the playoffs this year. I know it was a down year, but Tampa Bay, very often, good, competitive in the playoffs. I mean, what would be the motivation for those teams? Why are those teams consistently good? San Diego, that's not the world's biggest market. That team, consistent, good in the playoffs. They put a winning ball club on the field, and they get 40,000 people in their stadium almost every single game. So yeah, it is an uphill battle when you are a team in Pittsburgh, when you are the Pirates, but it's not impossible to just put a competitive team out there. 412-928-9370. 9370. Matt is on the fan. What's up, Matt?
Donnie, it's good to talk to you, brother.
What's going on, man? Good. What do you got for me?
I'm good. I'm tired, man. I'm tired of this team. As you've said, in my 37 years, they've given me nothing but a wild card win. All they do is just dumpster dive for these reclamation projects. It just doesn't work. After that three-year run they had 10 years ago, they brought in Ryan Vogelsong, and they called 2016 a bridge year. It doesn't work. This system doesn't work. They don't care about us. Nutting and Travis Williams, they could care less about me, you, Limits, the whole city, everybody. If they don't spend any money, if they just run it back as they've been doing, I'm out. I'm going to follow Paul Skeens wherever he goes, whether it be the Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs, Mets, whoever. That'll be my team. I'm just going to follow Skeens.
So, Matt, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad you bring that up because I brought this up earlier this season, and, you know, of course, I got a ton of, you know, backlash from people on social media. So, I mean, some agreed. It's not like it was 100% disagreement. But every team has their diehard fans, and I get that. You know, the people that will go down with the ship no matter what things look like because, hey, they're my hometown team. I love this team. But I do think it's a little bit different if you have never seen this team really win. I think that makes it a little bit different. And also, they have an opportunity like they've never really had before where they correctly drafted. I will credit them there because there was discussion between Paul Skeens and Dylan Cruz. They correctly drafted Paul Skeens. And they have the best pitcher in the game of baseball. And that's the only way that that is possible. The only way for the Pirates to ever have the best pitcher in baseball or the best player of whatever position in baseball is to draft the guy, do whatever you want with development. I mean, it's good. They barely tinkered with anything with Paul Skeens, and it worked. Maybe they should almost take their own hint there. And that guy has to quickly become the best player. They will never be able to go out and buy the best player. It just won't happen. That is where the economics of baseball work against them. It will always favor a team like the Dodgers, like the Yankees, like the Cubs. You know, you could put a handful of teams into that basket. That's where it doesn't benefit them. But they have an opportunity here with Paul Skeens that they have the best player in the game at his position. And I said earlier this season, when they inevitably fail with Paul Skeens on their roster, and I sadly think that will happen because I think they have made a mistake bringing back Ben Cherington, even though they said, well, we don't want to rock the boat. We don't think our fans want us to start over. We do. We do. We all think you need a new general manager. But when they fail with Paul Skeens, I think more people will step away from the Pirates than we have ever seen before. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that won't happen. But I do think there are more people out there like Matt than they want to admit. I think there are people that we both know, Austin, that we both may work with, that have said, I will follow Paul Skeens wherever he goes.
Yeah.
If they can't do as much as win a playoff game or get to the playoffs with this guy, I'm done.
And they're losing people, Donnie. And this is a further step with this bad decision that ultimately is going to continue to push people away. And I think it's just the lack of self-awareness where it was said yesterday, if we moved on from the general manager, we thought it was taking a step back. Wasn't winning 5 fewer games than last year already a step back? Wasn't having a worse offensive team than last year already a step back? Like, how much further can you step back other than losing 100 games? They already did take a step back. You need to adjust and adapt because of that.
And they flatlined from 23 to 24, that was already disappointing. And then they took the step back. It already annoyed us that they went from 76 wins to 76 wins and they had a brutal finish to 2024. And then in 2025, they were even worse. And they waited until the season was long gone to make any sort of move at manager. I do think, for what it's worth, they are probably around the same spot as they were in 23 and 24. Maybe a couple of wins better if Don Kelly is the guy out of the chute. But to me, they wasted the season. They wasted our time. They knew, they should have known, given how things went with Derek Shelton at the end of last year, this guy isn't the guy to get us across the finish line. Other teams around baseball realize that. We saw yesterday a bunch of teams fire their managers after the season. Let's have a clean start going into 2026. And I know I keep bringing up the Reds, but it is not lost on me that last year at this time, some people here pointed out, hey, the Pirates should contact Terry Francona. I've heard he wants to manage again.
That was me. My hand raised very high.
And we would get laughed at for that. Francona would never come back and manage the Pirates. Are you kidding me? No, if he comes back, he's going to go manage somebody that's already good. Let's stay on planet Earth here. A guy that's in their backyard, he came back to manage. He came back to manage a team that is just like the Pirates. He went to Cincinnati, and that team is going to play a postseason game tonight. Does that make all of the difference? No. But it made a little, and that's all the Reds needed. They were in the same spot. They had one more win than the Pirates had in 2024. And it's not like they were infinitely better this year. They only won, what, 83 games? They were like, what, two or three games above? Yeah, you're like three games above 500, four games above 500. They were nothing special. But they made that move, and all it took was a little nudge. So helped that the Mets had a catastrophic collapse, and they are in the playoffs. Tonight, they will play a playoff game. They weren't that far away. Now it feels like they are very far away because they don't want to make any sort of change. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. We'll keep taking your calls throughout the show. We are going to spend some time on the Steelers as they go into the bye week. I think my blood pressure is up enough talking about the Pirates for that full hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.